Let's finish up by talking about your 62-year-old man.
So this is a 62-year-old male who presented with chest pain, and his chest x-ray showed left hilar mass, and the bronchoscopy was done. Although this was negative, there was no endobronchial lesion, and CT-guided FNA of the left lower lobe lesion, it was also non-diagnostic. And then CT-guided fine needle aspirate of the left hilar mass showed non-small cell lung cancer. And a PET CT scan showed a 4.5 centimeter hilar mass, SUV 13.4, and a 1.3 centimeter paratracheal lymph node on the same side, and then a prevascular lymph node with SUV 10.7, and the patient was staged as stage 3A, T1, N2, M0, no distant metastasis. Patient did have an MRI of the brain, which was negative.
So what was the thinking at that point?
Well, at that time, we always evaluate if this patient can go through surgery or not. However, the patient N2 disease was not great location, prevascular area. We discussed the surgeon if he can be operable case. He did have a MI previously, and also if he has to go through surgery, most likely he needs pneumonectomy. And he was not really the candidate to go through the pneumonectomy because of his slightly limited lung function study. And N2 disease, what we usually do is to give induction chemotherapy followed by surgery. And we have had previous randomized trial N2 disease, and the patient get the concurrent chemo radiation 45 gray with vindicin and cisplatin followed by surgery. But anybody who had to go through pneumonectomy, they had like 20% of the mortality after the surgery. So the worst thing to do is concurrent chemo radiation followed by pneumonectomy. This was compared with chemo radiation alone for those N2 patients. And the bottom line of that randomized study, there was no difference. However, those patients who did have pneumonectomy, their outcome was poor because the complication rate was very high. If any patient who had just lobectomy, there was a little bit better local control by going through chemo radiation followed by lobectomy. However, there was no significant difference, the overall. So this patient, we decided to do just chemo radiation therapy alone rather than surgery.